Let me begin reading. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem, and here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he's a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Now there are two reasons that God says he called this man, that he was a chosen vessel for two reasons. The first reason is he was to bear the name of Jesus. Now do you notice he's not really called a witness here? Because Paul never knew him in the days of his flesh, probably at the crucifixion, but he knew nothing about him until he met him on the road to Damascus. Now he's to bear that name, and that is the name that we are to bear today, the name of Jesus, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. He'll go before three different groups. Gentiles, that'll be number one, and kings, and he'll appear before kings, probably before Nero, and then the nation Israel. And Paul always went into a city and began in the synagogue. The synagogue was his springboard that put him into the community, into the life of the city, and enabled him to reach Gentiles. Now, that's the first thing. The second thing, he says, I'm going to show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. He's to suffer for me. And no one's ever suffered, in my judgment, as much as Paul the Apostle suffered. So much so that it forbids us today. I can't say, oh, I'm suffering more than anyone else. Why does God let this happen to me? And the Lord would just have you and me know today. He'd have us know. Well, you think you are suffering. You have not suffered near what Saul of Tarsus suffered, who became Paul the Apostle.